You're not the HG Vora fighting to take over a pen board seat in this situation.
I am not, though. I should be on the fucking pen board. I've some very choice words for ESPN bet at the end of this.
Oh, okay.
That's I'm
Cool.
fired
And
up.
from the number one ESPN bet proponent up until this point.
Not anymore.
Ooh, that's a tease. Welcome to a somewhat stuffed up edition of Low Rollers. I am Eric Raskin, and even though I am nearly incapacitated by a low grade man cold, I am showing up to podcast anyway. And I'm joined by Jeff Edelstein, who, as far as I know, is operating at 100%. But
No, I'm
100%
not actually.
of what would have been my question, but you're not even at 100%, huh?
No, my neck, my shoulder
Oh.
neck. It's real. I'm having trouble. I'm going to the chiropractor later. I'm going for a dental implant later today. I got a
All
lot
right.
going on. So since you asked, no, not great.
Okay.
But you know, that's listen. I'm tougher than I look. Actually, that's not true. I'm exactly as tough as I look. And we're gonna power through, including an interview with the delightful Jessica Wellman of SBC Americas, one of the best in the biz, as far as I'm concerned. Better than this guy, at least. By this guy, I'm referring to myself. I'm not gonna speak for you. You can make your own.
I'll say she's better than me. Sure.
Okay, yeah, done.
Yeah,
Book it.
I'll show a little humility, especially as I'm less than 100%. 100% of Jess Wellman is definitely better than less than 100% of me. I'll go that far without
I'm
having
going to
to
say
question
80%
myself.
of Jess Wellman is better than 100% of you. But again, we're just dithering over details now.
Right, we are.
At any rate, before we get to that, Eric, as always, so much plenty o news to discuss.
Yeah, and what do you know? Another week, another batch of prediction market news. The big
Huh.
headlines this week. The CFTC dropped its appeal of the ruling from last fall that Kalshi could offer betting on elections, and a judge granted that dismissal request. Kind of an odd bit of procedure there that a judge could theoretically deny your request to drop your own lawsuit, but whatever, I'm not a lawyer. I'll just go with it. Also, in the wake of the canceled CFTC roundtable, the NBA got in on the action and sent a letter to the public comment forum, basically saying betting on the NBA via prediction markets doesn't have the necessary integrity protocols. We're concerned if you start doing player props, we could have another Jontay Porter situation. And one more CFTC news item. They announced Monday that some staff were being put on administrative leave. It was extremely vague, somewhat mysterious, left people speculating as to whether the whole CFTC was getting shut down or whether this administrative leave had something to do with the canceling of the roundtable, but our Jill Dorson soon got clarification that this was a handful of staffers violating the telecommuting policy and working from outside the US. So, whole lot of nothing there, but another busy CFTC news week in general. What stands out to you, Jeff?
Honestly, tell me the truth. Before all this started, had you ever heard of the CFTC?
No. The
Me,
first, well, it
I
depends when you
never have.
define all this, but whenever we first started writing about Predict It
Right.
on the
Yeah,
old
yeah, yeah.
sites, that was the first I heard of the CFTC.
Right. Isn't that something? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, this is just another week, another, round of, back and forth. It just seems like nothing is going to happen short of a Supreme Court ruling and or congressional action, neither of which are bound to happen for years, if at all. So, I mean, full steam ahead for everybody. I mean, I'm not really even sure what to say at this point. It just, I think really, like the more that we talk about it, the more that we write about it, the more that I read about it, it really does seem that nothing is going to happen, right?
Right.
And that it's going to come down to either the courts getting involved, which they may or may not, or Congress getting involved, which they may or may not. Because I mean, as it seems like, you can like kind of self-police yourself here with the CFTC. You could say, well, I'm offering this market, and it's up to the CFTC to say no.
Right.
It's not up to the CFTC, it seems, to say that they have to say yes.
Right. You offer it until they say no, I guess,
Right.
is the innocent until proven guilty sort of applies,
I
kind
guess,
of.
I mean, kind of, why not? But
Right.
yeah, I mean, that certainly seems to be the path. Well, that's definitely the path that we've been on. And
Right.
like, again, as each week ticks by, it definitely seems like the path that we're going to continue to be on.
Right. And it's just, I guess it comes down to almost all public comment, all sentiment from outside Kalshi and from outside Kalshi users. It's very important to note, I guess, that the users probably like being able to bet sports on Kalshi, but all these other interested parties say this is pretty much akin to unregulated sports betting, even though technically it would be regulated, just not necessarily strictly enough. But basically, all the public comment is lined up against this, and so then do the courts or whoever ultimately determines it say doesn't matter, no matter how many people argue against this, we'll allow it. I don't have a lot of legal expertise, again, but I do believe when it comes to the courts, public opinion doesn't matter much or at all, really. And so the courts are going to decide what they're going to decide, and we see which direction things are going so far in the little decisions that they've made. I definitely feel like we should all brace ourselves for sports betting via prediction markets being here to stay. I don't know. I'd say that's
Yeah.
like a -300 favorite right now, or should the odds be even steeper than that, do you
So
think, Jeff?
what would that be? 75 cents or
If
67 cents? I can't.
we're putting it in prediction market math, you're saying? I think in US sports betting odds.
I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it just again, as I said, it seems like the nothing is going to happen part of the equation seems to be like growing in importance, right?
Right. And
So I
it
don't
just
know.
doesn't seem to matter how many, if it's 100% unanimous that every public comment is against it. I don't know that that matters. Does the NBA hold any sway? Is anyone going to care that the NBA says slow down? Doesn't
I
seem
don't
like
know.
it.
It does. It does. It certainly doesn't. I mean, this is. Have you like downloaded Robinhood? Have you looked into? Have you done any of this?
No, it's funny that you ask that though, because I was watching, I think did I have the Phillies game on last night or Survivor? I don't know what it was, but a Robin Hood ad came up on TV, and for the first time, it crossed my mind maybe I should download Robin Hood and start doing some stuff on it. But I didn't actually do it. But
I downloaded it. I mean, it's. I don't know. I think. I miss the good old days of a year ago.
Well, there's no going back, Jeff.
There's not.
Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
There
What's
you
the
go.
other one? There's two of those that I there's toothpaste in the tube, and there's
Mayonnaise in the jar?
no, although I guess
I'm reaching here. I'm throwing. I'm going to
do
throw
you
things
ever
against the
try to
wall.
put mayonnaise back in a jar?
Uncooked the pasta?
These are all perfectly valid,
Yeah.
but there's another one that's an actual cliche that people use along with can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. I'll think of it at some point.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
Okay. Let's move on to some other news items. A couple more worth touching on this week. First, we're hearing reports that a legislator in Ohio will soon be filing a bill to legalize online casino and online poker, soon as in any day now, according to one of our writer's sources. I know this has been a Lucy and the football situation so far with regard to anything getting legalized this year, but is hope maybe alive again that the state will legalize something in 2025?
I think it's beyond alive. I think it's nearing foregone conclusion. How about that for a hot take? Yeah, the fellow who's introducing the bill, whose name is escaping me at this point, maybe you can help me out, is he's a big shot. He's a the leader of the finance, I think, in the Ohio Senate
It
or
is
Assembly.
Representative Brian Stewart.
Yes, thank you, Brian Stewart.
There you go.
He's a big shot. He's a big shot Republican in a Republican-led assembly, in a Republican-led Senate, in a Republican state, in a state that has a Republican governor, in a state where they just nixed the governor's doubling of the sports betting tax. This seems like I cannot imagine that this guy would put this bill forward if he didn't think he was going to get it through. So yeah, I am going to I would bet American dollars that Ohio legalizes this year. How about that?
Okay. Yeah,
How's that for a hot take?
that's bold. I hadn't really thought it through to that point. The part that you said that really was standing out to me is the fact that this is a state that obviously needs additional tax revenue, and the governor tried to raise the sports betting tax a second time to quadruple where it started, and then that seems to have been rejected. So, yeah, maybe this has a strong chance as an alternative for a state that's showing itself to be desperate for funds. So, hadn't fully thought about the Republican and a Republican and a Republican side of things, but add it all up, and -300 again. Should we just stick with those as the official odds
I,
theme of
yeah,
the podcast this
I'm
week?
going there, and like people can definitely arbitrage that because no one else is offering -300. I could tell you that.
Right.
Yeah, but I it see. I mean, this I th this is not there's zero inside information, obviously here. But I've looking at the story again. He is one of the most powerful elected officials in the assembly there, and I cannot, just based on my previous dealings with state assemblies and state senates, big shots don't put bills up unless they're confident they're getting it through.
Although he hasn't put the bill up yet, so I
He
guess
had no, he, right.
that's
He's right.
if and when that comes, as we're hearing it should be coming any day now,
Right.
then it becomes Jeff is almost certain this is gonna
Yeah, I
happen.
really I, that's just again, that's not based on any information I have, it's just based on the fact that it's very rare that, the finance guys, the big guys in state legislatures put a bill up that they don't think is going to pass. So.
Right, and by the way, just perspective of an online poker guy. This would be significant if they pass online poker and then before long join the interstate pooling. Ohio's a state of almost 12 million people, so with Pennsylvania having just joined, this becomes a point where there's actually some real momentum building for online poker. Again,
Yeah.
if this is
If.
introduced and it passes.
Yeah. But I like the odds.
Okay. Last item to discuss, this one from the lottery world. What a week it was last week for Kentucky's James Shannon Farthing. He and his mom won the $167.3 million Powerball jackpot on a Saturday, came forward to claim their prize on a Monday, and by Wednesday, Farthing was arrested in Florida for getting into a fight, punching someone in the face, kicking a sheriff's deputy in the face, and then trying to flee the scene. Farthing was in Florida with his girlfriend, Jacqueline Fightmaster, which is a little on the nose, if you ask me. Jeff, the floor is yours.
I mean, Elmore Leonard should be rising from his grave to get this in novelization form. Carl
Would
Hyacin's still with us, so maybe
I was
Carl
going to
could
say,
jump in.
would watch Bad Monkey season 2 about this plot?
Oh God! I mean, this is like it's me and Altruda, and like I think every other American writer writing this story led with some variation of Kentucky man turns into Florida man,
Right.
almost instantly. I just think that it is as quintessentially American a story as can ever be written. Man wins lottery. Man with a criminal record wins lottery.
Right.
Splits it with mom. Then
Right.
goes, takes his girlfriend down to Florida, whose last name you cannot make it up is Fightmaster. Gets into a fight. Gets arrested. I hope this guy becomes president one day. That's the only way this story gets any better.
I am gonna set those odds also at -300.
The way we're headed, right?
Yeah. Usually a lottery winner waits a few months to start imploding,
Right.
but this Farthing guy really didn't waste any
Yeah,
time
he went
reminding
right
us that
into
a
it.
lottery win can be a curse. I'm trying to think of a good last name for you that would be a little too on the nose, but like that there isn't a single word that combines neurotic, funny, Jewish, DFS obsessed. I kind of
Yeah,
want to get all that in there. I don't know
it's a
that there's a
lot.
perfect word for you like there is fight master for this lady. We should take listener suggestions on that one. What would be the perfect on the nose last name for Jeff? I don't
Yeah,
know.
it's a good question. Kvetch definitely seems like it should be in there
That, you know what?
somewhere.
That covers a lot of it.
It does.
Definitely Kvetch has to be part of it.
Right.
Can we
It's
combine Kvetch with like the DFS obsession somehow? Jeff
that's
D
hard.
DF's Kvetch.
It's
Not
tough. It's
no.
tough. We're work
All right.
something.
All right. And listener suggestions, please send them our way.
But yeah, what since you brought this up, it's going to be very tough to get this mayonnaise back in the jar.
I suspect you're right.
Yeah.
All right. While everyone works on their listener suggestions for Jeff's new last name and tries to get mayonnaise back into jars, let's move along and bring on this week's guest. I don't know why anyone would ever want to leave New Jersey, but the SBC Summit is doing exactly that this year, relocating from beautiful Secaucus to Fort Lauderdale, Florida for next week's conference. And joining us now to discuss the conference and more is the editor for SBCAmericas.com. She's been a part of the gambling media since 2008. She is probably the most skilled ballet dancer on this Zoom call right now, Jessica Wellman. Jess, welcome to Low Rollers.
Welcome. I forgot how much you enjoyed the ballet photos I shared at
Yes,
one point in
I think
time.
there was one with like a sparkly cowboy hat, if I'm remembering
Oh, yeah.
correctly.
I cleaned up at competitive dance before Dance Moms made it cool. Thank you very much.
Jeff, can you confirm that Dance Moms made it cool? Do you have an opinion on that?
I mean, before I do that, I do want to just say, what the hell was that like shot you took at my home state, like in the intro? Like, I felt that was like a low key dig. I'll let it go for now. We'll discuss that after
You
the show.
read sarcasm into that. I was
I
being very
did. No, I
serious.
definitely read
Yes,
sarcasm into
Secaucus.
that.
Florida will be fun, and we'll talk about it. But like, that was a good spot. Okay.
All right, fine. No New Jersey hate. I take it all back.
I also, before we get started, I also
Yes.
want to, Jessica, I'm a few days late and I apologize for that, but I want to wish you and yours a very happy Cinco de Cuatro. R the
She's
rest of, little rest of develop,
her puzzled
little,
face says she's not getting the reference.
I was going for a little deep Arrested Development cut, but I
I
struck
was
out.
thinking, I was like, am I a Star Wars character? What's happening? I was going
You
May the, I went May the
went,
4th the other
sure,
direction.
understood.
Apologies. I'm usually on top of my Arrested Development
I know.
references.
We'll pick up the pieces.
There's a lot going on in our industry to distract you from being focused on Arrested Development right now.
Yeah, my Lord.
So, speaking of this move from beautiful New Jersey, no sarcasm in that
Thank you.
comment, to Florida, let me start you with a wide open question, Jess. Give me one thing about next week's SBC summit that you're really looking forward to, whether a particular panel, a particular speaker, something about the setting. What's something that stands out in a purely positive way?
I think the one panel that is going to be, I'm going to have to like get there early and get a seat is our prediction market panel. Given that Alex Kane of Sporttrade, who has recently made announcements that they're going to try to get approval from the CFTC to be a nationwide thing. I believe Daniel Wallach is going to be on there as well. And just that I can't go more than an hour without typing the word Kalshi. Is going to be the one that I think is going to be the most interesting for me, at least, because it just is the topic du jour.
Yeah, looking at the schedule, I was maybe mildly surprised that there was only that one panel where prediction markets are like in the headline. Is that a function of a lot of this being planned a few months ago, or is it sort of like, well, prediction markets are going to come up in every panel anyway?
I think they're going to come up a lot anyways, but I think, okay, I might get in trouble admitting this. As you might know, people in the gaming industry and people in the prediction market industry are not the best of buds at the moment. So I think, I'm sure if we could get four panels full of people from Kalshi and the CFTC and whatnot to talk, we would happily have put them on the agenda. But even the CFTC is canceling its own roundtable because people aren't going to talk about it. That, just in order to make sure that we have like a really good discussion about it, you want to make sure you have the right people on there. And as you guys might know, both from reporting and in the world of conferences, sometimes the people you really want to talk to are just not that willing to talk.
Well, not only are they not willing to talk, so I can't tell you how many times I've seen people on stage at SBC or any conference for any industry where you ask them, what is X? And they answer everything A, B, C, D, E, F, G, all the way through, skip over X, and then get to Y and Z. You can't even get them to talk about what you want them to talk about to begin with. It's frustrating. I can't imagine that there's going to be any hard answers coming out of anything about anybody's mouth here, especially with everything in such a state of
Dude, Alex
flux.
before he doesn't. Alex is great that he does just kind of say what's on his
That's
mind
true.
that I think will get some interesting stuff out of him for sure.
It's just so fascinating to me. Like, what I guess what Alex said the other day, is what everyone is thinking, that arose by any other name. I'm just starting to think though that it doesn't matter if we refer to it as betting or gambling or whatever, that it's not going to matter, and that like the CFTC is going to continue just taking no action, and this is just going to keep going forward. I mean, you're in the weeds as much as we are, and I, based on re your based on me reading your work, you're smarter than me. What do you think is the end result here?
Oh God.
I know. That's the big question, though,
Let me
right?
tell you, I've had a couple of moments this week where I'm just like, is this what blows it all up? Like, is this what just like is the big, comet hitting the earth that changes the gambling industry forever? I don't want to say for sure, but if this is what we're creating and opening the potential for, I'm just already kind of looking ahead to be like, okay, well, here's the event contract on whether this pair of dice that I roll lands seven or four. That it's just like, it sure seems like it has the potential to be the thing
Right.
that is, prior to the repeal of PASPA, the biggest development in at least the sports betting side of the industry, if not the industry altogether.
I think the big question going forward, well, one of the big questions going forward is, again, it's really splitting hairs, but is sports betting gambling, right? And at the event contract level, it's less gambling than just regular sports betting would have been, 10 years ago, right? And so I think, if the if I think that's going to be that's one in one way in, I think, for like the Kalshis of the world to get what they want here. But again, there's no way to know what's going to happen. Your comet hitting the earth statement rings true to me, though, because like, yeah, this seems like this is the big one, right? Like, so this doesn't end with a whimper, one way or another.
No.
This is ending with a giant crater somewhere in Mexico.
Yeah. And I mean, parsing all the legal arguments, again, I am not a lawyer. I've never taken a legal class, but reading all of it, what to me is kind of one of the linchpins of it is that a swap, by definition, needs to be on something that has economic impact. And finding where that starts and stops. Like in one of the court briefs, it was like, Rory going into, the extra hole on the Masters led to extra time, extra ads, extra eyeballs on CBS, better ratings, better ads for next year. Yes, that to me has a very obvious economic consequence. I don't know if a regular season NCAA soccer game between Georgia State and Elon University has enough economic bearing to see that through. But like you can extrapolate that argument down to like a granular level and say, well, if you're the best in the conference, you're going to get more money. And if your conference makes it, they use St. Peter's Cinderella story run as another very obvious example. But I mean, again, and then you can get into the prop bets of it all. Is there an economic impact on whether, I'm trying to pull, I'm going to be
But no,
such a.
but I know what you're saying, but at the granular level, like there is, you could make the argument, and I'm putting could's doing a lot of heavy lifting here, that like if Elon University has a better soccer team, they're going to sell more hot dogs and sodas at the stadium on game day, and that's going to be another scholarship they can offer a student. So I mean, you could really you can stretch it to its breaking point.
Well, and then the Trump nominee for to take over the CFTC, Brian Quintens, had when he was at the CFTC previously in a commissioner role, he's now being nominated for the chairman, had written kind of a dissenting opinion on sports contracts that said, listen, with the repeal of PASPA in 2018, you've made everything have economic consequences. So it's
Right.
kind of like, sorry, industry, you did this, like you did this to yourself, because now I'm going to use Kentucky basketball players because that's really the only college sport I follow. Like if Otega Owe is the top scorer for Kentucky, it does have an economic impact because a sports book is either going to win or lose money on that. As you guys, I'm sure, have talked to death. March Madness, those rough months of the NFL, they had economic consequences that we're hearing about in quarterly reports. It's like we had to adjust our earnings down because we just got smoked. So it's murky, it's complicated. There is absolutely not a concrete answer. And that's the part where I'm just like, I don't know how you kind of parse where to start and stop on this one.
Yeah, I think you can butterfly effect out pretty much anything to having economic impact of some sort. If prediction markets have rapidly be taken over your life and become the topic that you didn't imagine you'd be talking about this much, but are dominating everything in your daily life, probably number two and number one, maybe at the start of the year, but it quickly got bumped, was all the sweepstakes stuff. Would you say that prediction markets has sort of helped to take sweepstakes out of the spotlight these last couple
Oh
months after it
God,
seemed it was going to be the story of the year?
I wish. No.
Okay, it's just piling on top of each other for
It's
you.
just more and more. Ryan Seacrest, didn't think I was going to be writing about him anytime soon, but did appreciate the opportunity to riff on Ryan Seacrest stuff in titles. Named in a lawsuit for representing Chumba. I think we're going to continue to see these class actions. You've got this Montana bill that's about to be signed that will be the first kind of preemptive action against sweepstakes. And it continues to again be one where they're having a lot of trouble drawing the line, you know, where it's going to bring in other things by accident. So, yeah, I still write about sweeps. I mean, what's funny is I never write about the regulated market anymore. I don't have time to because I'm just constantly lawsuit after lawsuit related to these unregulated spaces. But that's also where the growth is, right? Like we're not getting anywhere on the regulated front. So I'm not surprised that this is where people have risen and thrived. And as is always the case, gaming's very territorial and they're gonna do what they can to keep people out.
So one other topic for next week's conference is I know you'll be on the stage for it's titled The Evolution of Poker Media and Content Creation. You'll be joined by Abby Merk. What can we look forward to with that? And how much, if at all, do you miss being part of the specific poker media rather than part of the more general gambling media?
I almost never miss. I do you, like Eric, you were in this spot too. What I look at now in poker, I'm like, I don't want any part of that. I miss like the good old days. I was a little too late for the PK day. You know, I came in 08, but talking with Abby, I think what the conversation will be is how much poker media has shifted away from outlets and shifted on to players creating their own content and their own narratives. And I think part of the reason I kind of got bored with poker media was that by the time you got to 2012 and 2013, the guys that were winning, and I'm friends with lots of these people, I would happily say to their faces, they weren't very interesting. And a lot of them were just very unwilling to participate in media. It was all EV, right? What are you giving me? Are you paying me for this interview? You know, that sort of thing. And it's just like, buddy, these people wouldn't be here if the cameras weren't here. That's how we're helping. So now that there's this generation of people that want to participate in the media and want to be doing it and don't want to do just like, let me break down on the sim why my four bet range is these 14 hands here. Like, I can't. That part of it is really interesting to me. And we did our prep call, and Abby's just a really bright, well-spoken person that I think that'll be. It's self-serving, but I'm excited to get up on the stage and kind of pick her brain for half an hour.
So she won't be up there with a hoodie and sunglasses saying nothing. Quite the
Yes,
opposite, it sounds like.
exactly.
Okay.
She did ask me though. She's like, I mean, how strategy can I talk? Like, if I talk about like geometric bet sizing, will people? And I was like, no. This is not the group for that. But I'll happily hear about it afterwards if you want to. I've got to keep crushing the local casino. So,
So the conference is coming up next week. Do you get to
yes.
take any vacation after it's over? Do you at least get Friday off or nope,
I'm
no.
traveling Friday so that moving truck can show up
Ah.
to my house on Saturday. It's going to be a grind, but it's a fun week. Like, if you've been to our events, We love a good party. Every day. Well, not every day this time, but a lot of times we will have every single day a party. Tons of events, tons of networking, and for the first time ever, we're having the Latin American content and the North American content together in the same place, which is why Florida makes a little more sense than New Jersey, but it'll be interesting to kind of see where those intermix because you don't always hear about the overlap between the two. But now that we're seeing, Brazil and some of these other places get regulated, it makes sense to give people an opportunity to kind of commingle and share their ideas.
Does that please you, Jeff, to hear that there's a logical reason that they've left New Jersey and not just out of desire to leave New Jersey?
It helps. You
Okay.
know, I'll sleep a little bit better. I have one more pop culture reference. Let's see if I get at least one for two. What's more absurd? The state of sports betting and gambling online in America, or season two of The Rehearsal?
Oh my God, season two, I hadn't been watching, but someone said like season two, episode two of The Rehearsal was worth watching. The spoofing Paramount Plus as the Nazis was one of the more audacious things I've ever seen on television. And also I'm like, okay, I guess I have to watch this show now because this
Yeah,
is insane.
it's insane. Yeah, not as
I
ins
would love to be the HBO Max executive who has to like sign off and be okay with these things, where it's like the banners are fine, but like the uniform's a little too on point or something like that, nitpicking these kinds of things to death.
It is it's berserk. The season episode three was somehow even more berserk. So
Oh, okay.
yeah,
I'll
keep
get
going.
to it. I mean,
Keep
one of
going.
these days where I am
Right.
not just reading endless lawsuits. Yeah, right now I just truly have old seasons of The Amazing Race playing in the background because
Just
I just need something that is the
grounding.
fluffiest stuff
Yeah.
imaginable while I am mired in more and more technical reading.
I know. This is not what I signed up for when I signed up to cover this
I know
industry.
I mean, again, we thought in 2018 it was going to be something that, like, how far off from what you thought it was going to be have we
Oh my
drifted
God.
at this point?
Could not be further.
Like, things I never thought I would be bringing up in my life, like Dave and Buster's, explaining to British people what a Dave and Buster's is, because I work with a bunch of British people, Ryan Seacrest, the federal government. The Brits get on my case all the time because for 2.5, 3 years, they would be like, well, the president did this, so how does that affect gambling? And I was like, the president doesn't affect gambling. It base and now every
The
day I'm
president affect
like,
gambling.
the president affects gambling. Oh, I'm sorry, I was wrong. So it's all crazy right now. And I'm ready to go to Florida, relax, meet and see old friends, new friends, have a few drinks, and in between the 12 hours a day of doing nothing but talking about this.
Right. Well, looking forward to relaxing, drinking, et cetera, in Florida as well. Even if we have to mix business and pleasure to an extent, it's still better than
It's
pure
better than
business all day.
nothing.
Right. So, thanks so much for joining us, Jess, and looking forward to seeing you in Fort Lauderdale.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thanks again to Jess. That was a fun conversation. Before we get to some of our closing thoughts here, a very important note for the hashtag low rollers heads. The podcast is planning to take next week off. Kind of tough to make time for it while at SBC, getting drunk with Jess Wellman. So, barring some kind of sudden change of heart, expect an all new episode in 2 weeks on Thursday, May 22nd. So that said, Jeff, I make no secret of the fact that I am a true low roller. I also make no secret of the fact that after years and years of not seeing the appeal of playing slots, I've kind of gotten into playing online slots. But I usually base it around little promos and bonuses where it's plus EV or at least close enough to justify. So a few days ago on FanDuel Casino, they had a promo. Play $50 on the new Divine Fortune Black slot. Get 15 free spins at 20 cents each on Huff and Puff or Poof and Poof as.
I hate to break the news to you, not a plus EV situation.
It's close. All right, so let's break it down. $50 that you have to play.
So
I haven't
6%, I
looked
mean.
up the RTP, but it's you're probably something like $47 or $8 back, right?
Okay, yeah,
Something
you're
like
probably,
that.
all
And
right,
then
so
you get
it's,
$3
all
worth of
right,
spins.
fine,
It's
it's,
like it's break even. We'll call it
okay,
that, roughly. All right.
fine.
But better than playing slots with no promo
Yes, of
attached, right?
course,
Okay.
yes.
So I played through the $50, got my 15, 20 cent spins, and with one of my 20 cent Hoof and Poof free spins, I got to the bonus round and smashed for
Ooh.
$46.20,
Oh,
a
there you go.
231 extra turn. Small potatoes, I realize. Again, we're low rollers,
Yeah.
but it was fun, and it reemphasizes what we've been saying, that this clause in the Safe Bet Act and similar state bills trying to ban promos and bonuses mostly just serves to reduce the chance that a disciplined customer, which I sometimes am, can grind out a profit. So keep
Yeah.
the promos and bonuses coming for as long as they're legal. Ideally, they're plus EV sometimes, but if they're close, you got a sucker in me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of bonuses and promos, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm pretty sure I shot myself in the foot. If you remember, I wrote a bit of a controversial story a few weeks back, calling ESPN Bet, well, the embattled ESPN Bet, the single best sportsbook casino product for the casual gambler. And one of the major reasons I cited were their very generous bonuses and promos, including like bet, almost daily, like it was like bet $10 and like get $10, or bet $10 and get $8 worth of free spins. That's plus EV, and it was great. And I congratulated them publicly on this. I talked to their vice president of operations, Jason Burney, who said it, and this is a quote: "Our loyal players are very aware of it. So much of the competition offers up a 20-cent free spin or a 40-cent respin, but you're asked to get that for spending, 10 $1 spins. If we're going to give somebody value, we make sure we're giving them the equivalent value of what we're asking them to put in." Well, not anymore. After I wrote this story, maybe someone at ESPN saw it and said, "This is horrible," and they're done. I checked today, for instance, instead of $10 bet and get $10 credit, it's $8 worth of free spins after spending $200.
Wow.
No, thank you. You are the worst, ESPN Bet. And in the immortal words of Maggie from Caddyshack, thanks for nothing. Until next time, we're low rollers, small stakes, and hot takes.